こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、出会い系マッチングアプリのバンブルがパンデミック下での統計をもとに2021年デート入門を公開しました。38% のユーザーがロックダウン中に真剣な交際相手が欲しくなったと答えた一方、 40% が今の状況でちゃんとデートできるのかわからないと答えていました。バンブルはアプリが最も使用されている夜6時から10時の間にメッセージを送るのが効率的、プロフィールにバッジをつけるとマッチ率が 70% 増加する、パンデミックを考慮してどういうデートがしたいかを明記するとマッチ数が 20% 増加するという3つのハックも紹介しています。
Online dating app Bumble has released Dating 101 in 2021, a guide to dating based on statistics collected during the pandemic. 38% of users indicated that during the lockdown, they now desire a more serious relationship, and 40% of users said they don't know how to date in these conditions.Bumble provided the following dating tips. Send a message at the most optimal time. Peak usage is between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. on any given day. Add a badge. It increases your chance of matching by 70%. Share what dates you're comfortable with during this time. Daters who do this experience a 20% increase in the average number of matches per month compared to those who do not.
So, まあ、統計だけじゃなくて、まあ、いろんなアドバイスみたいなものも入っていて、それがサイトで公開されてるんだけどね、
うん、
このハックだけを見るとちょっとマーケティング味があるというか、なんか仕事を思い出してゾワゾワするんだけど私は。ただ結構いいメッセージもいろいろあって、例えば、まあ、今このパンデミックの状態なので会う前に相手の意識をチェックしましょうみたいな、
うん、
だから普段からマスク着用してるかどうか、パーティーに出かけてるかどうかとか、そういうのを会ってからだともう遅いから、その前にちゃんと話し合って2人が同じページにいるか、
うん、
でその会うって決める時も今会うのが果たして安全なのかどうかとか、会う前に14日間お互い自主隔離するかとか、あとはマスクをつけたまま会うのか外すかどうかとかね。まあそのお互いちょっと相談しておかないと、なかなかいろいろアンサーティンなまま会いに行くのも不安だから、うん、そういうこうアドバイスもついてた。
How strict do you think you would be? And you know, you also don't want to sour the, you know, it's really sensitive if you don't want to be too pushy if you really are interested in this other person, because they're going to be like, well, I'm not really, you know, I don't want us to both wear masks the entire date or something like that.
Or... Yeah. でもやっぱりさ、事前に確認しときたいよね。例えばルームメイトがいるとして、そのルームメイトが全く気にしてない場合、その本人も危ない可能性もあるし、こう、なんだろう。会ってからさ、俺絶対マスクはしない派なんだよねとか言われたらさ、えってなるじゃん。なんかもう会いに来た時間の無駄だったなみたいな。
If they show up with a face shield, I'm out of there.
そうそう、だからそれはやっぱ会う前にとかさ、こう、いやコロナなんて本当はないんだよみたいなこと言ってる人もいるじゃん。で、会ってからそういう話されたらさ、えってなっちゃうから。
How attractive? やっぱ事前に would they need to be?
いや無理でしょ、どんなにアトラクティブでも、
really?
もうイケメンとか美女とか関係ないよ。
What if it's Hyunbin and he's like, I don't, I'm against masks.
え、コロナ doesn't exist とか言われたら、
yeah.
いやヒョンビンでも一気に冷める。
No way. I don't believe it.
え、でも逆にがっかり度が大きいかもしれない。ヒョンビンのくせになんかヒョンビンなのに
関係あるの
だからこう反ワクチンみたいな、
uh-huh.
俺ワクチンは打たない派だからみたいな、子供が生まれてもワクチンはさせねえわみたいなこととか言われたらさ、
But maybe you could date and like you could convince them, you know,
でもめんどくさいじゃん、やだよ。
But you're cutting out half of like maybe not half, but you're cutting out a lot of like people, you know.
If いや友達だったらいいと思う。友達だったら説得っていうか会話していくうちに分かってくれるかもしれないとかって思えるかもしれないけど、付き合って結婚したりするかもって考えると。Yeah.
What if they wear a mask but they don't believe in the virus and they just do it for social reasons? They just do it because they don't want to get attacked or insulted or, you know, for compliance. Like they don't believe that it's a big deal or anything, but they wear it just for social reasons.
And do all the other things besides mask, like sanitizing their hands and not going to parties and stuff.
Yeah, because they just want to. They don't want to be...
So their actions are all like...
They're just compliant, you know? With like the rules. But in their mind, they're like, I don't really know. Or they're like, I don't believe viruses actually exist. I've never seen a virus.
それ多分見方二つあるよね。なんか、あ、自分は信じてないのに、みんなのためにやってる優しいって思うのか、むしろ、なんか自分の心情に反したことでもできちゃうんだ。でもどう、いやダメだな、ないわ。
Yeah.
私は無理それは。
What else did they have? I looked at this website a bit and I saw it was like really strange to me actually.
Okay.
Because
結構 patronizing だなって思ったところはあったけど、私は一個コンセントに関するページがあって、それはすごい大事だろうなって思った、
hmm.
やっぱり今直接会わずにじゃあオンライン上で話そうってなった時に結局セクシャルな方に行く可能性ってすごいあるわけじゃない、
hmm.
その時にそれもお互い例えばじゃあフォンセックスというかビデオセックスっていうのかな、uh-huh. するときにこうスクショとか録画とか絶対にお互いダメだよっていうのを事前に確認しておきましょうとか、どこまでがコンフォータブルでどっから先はやりたくないとか、そのリモートでもやっぱりコンセントってもちろん大事だし、で一個こう自分の本能を大切にしましょうって書いてあって、だからあれなんか変だなと思ったらいつでも電話を切ったりカメラをオフにしていいんだよっていうこと、これはやっぱり特に若いうちとかって相手に気を使っちゃって本当は嫌なんだけど、なんか今ここで急に電話切ったら失礼かなとかあっちが怒っちゃうかなとか、こう自分の嫌な気持ちよりも相手の気持ちを尊重して嫌なことまで付き合っちゃうってよくあることだと思うから、それをこうやって言葉にして言っとくっていうのは大事だろうなって思った。
うん。
なんか自分もやっぱ若い時そういうことよくあったというか、本当は嫌だけどその場の雰囲気で失礼になりたくないみたいな気持ちから、まあそのまま go along しちゃうみたいな。
うん。Well, with what you're saying about the like taking a screenshot or whatever is it's pretty easy for something like that to happen with everyone using these different video apps and stuff. And it kind of seems equivalent to, you know, hiding a video camera in your bedroom or something, right? It's certainly that kind of violation, right? So I don't know if they have anything. I mean, is there any technology to protect you against that? Or I mean, someone could always just take a picture of their screen with another device, right? So it doesn't have to be a screenshot per se.
だからやっぱりこう本当は信頼できる関係性が築けてからそういうことをするべきなんだけど、まあ今このウイルスがあって。まあ、必要に迫られてというか、そんなに何回も実際に対面で会ったことはないけど、そういう、こうセクシャルなことが起きるよ、リモートでそういうセクシャルなことが起きる雰囲気になる可能性っていうのは多分あるから、まあ事前にみんなで気をつけようねみたいな、こういうコンセント系の話はやっぱりすごい大事だよね。日本はまだあんまりちょっと 浸透してないというか、まあ、そういう議論が少ない感じもあるけど。
Didn't they have some explicit, like, I don't know, some kind of consent buttons in these apps or something? I can't remember exactly, but
I thought
there was some app that had incorporated some consent button in the app. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but I mean, it could be useful for some people, I think.
何ヶ月か前に日本のタレントの人が子育てしているときにコンセントを教えたいからくすぐるのとかも気をつけてるみたいなことを言ってすごいトレンディングになっててツイッターとかで、でそれって日本だとすごいトレンドになるけど多分英語圏だともう当たり前のことっていうか、だからそのくすぐっててやめてやめてって言ってるのに続けるみたいな。
That's...
でそれうちもすごいずっと気をつけてるからなんだろう、彼の体だからやめてって言ったらもうやめる、それは笑ってようが泣いてようが関係なくてやめてって言われたらもうやめるってしとかないと、あやめてって言っても無駄なんだっていうことを学習しちゃうと誰かに嫌なことをされた時にやめてって言わなくなっちゃったりとか、やめてって言ってもやめてくれない時にあそういうもんなんだって思っちゃうと思うから、そう、それって結構でも欧米だとずっと言われてるっていうか、親子関係のコンセント related topics っていうかいっぱいあるじゃん。
Some people really hate being tickled.
でも私もすごい嫌だった、なんかちっちゃい時にお父さんとかにくすぐられて本当にやめてって言ってんだけど笑ってるじゃん、笑ってるけど笑っちゃってるけどすごい嫌だからやめてって言ってるのにやめてくれなくて、やっぱなんかそうすると信用できないからやめてって言ったことをやる人みたいな感じで、
From their side, it's like this isn't harmful, you know?
そうそう、笑ってるからいいじゃんって思うだろうし、
But it could have harmful effects in the sense that, you know, it'sThis person is essentially being dominated or controlled. Or,
そうそうそう。そうで、そういう経験が私は結構積み重なってて、くすぐりだけじゃなくて、父親が結構なんか無理やりいろいろスパルタじゃないけど、やめてっていうこととかをやってくる系の人だったから、それはちょっと反面教師で、なんか嫌だった思いを子供にさせたくないなって思うから、
It's a really...
結構気をつけてる。
This concept is...really central to the social workings inside martial arts gyms. Because you're choking each other out, right? And you're right. doing submissions. Like someone, you're putting yourself in a situation with another person. You're both trusting each other and you have this agreement. It's not said out loud or explicit or anything, but people understand if I tap or if I say tap, you're going to stop everything that you're doing right there.So even though you're in a position where someone is choking you out or breaking your arm or could actually kill you, you know, if they didn't let go of your neck, eventually you would die. You know, so you're trusting this person with your life, you know?
Right.
And if they don't let go right when you say or right when you tap, there's this crazy feeling that you get. Like this mother, like this, this, I don't trust this guy at all. Like,
そうそう、
you know? So,
だそれはやっぱり命に直結するケースだけど、そこまでじゃなくてもね、その相手への信頼がなくなっちゃうことにつながると思うから、なんかそれってやっぱ性的な被害に遭うときとかもそうだと思うんだよね。うちは男の子だけど、もちろんそういう可能性って絶対あるから、まあ、それ both ways というか、自分が被害者になっちゃう場合でも、なんだろう、やめてって言ってるのにやめてくれない人がいたら、それは相手が 100% 悪いじゃん、っていうのをちっちゃいうちから分かっててほしいし、逆に自分が加害しちゃう場になっちゃった時に相手がやめてって言ったんだったら、もう一瞬でやめないといけない、その相手の体に触っちゃいけないっていうのをやっぱりちっちゃいうちから染みついてた方がいいだろうなっていうのは思う。
So, young men or boys learn thisby playing with other boys, and they play with each other in a rough way, And eventually someone will be too rough and that person will get hurt. The person, you know, that was victimized, and they'll refuse to play next time.
Mm.
And so, and then the people, they all want to play except for the victim person, right? Because it was really fun for the other people. But when that victim person says like, all right, I'm not playing anymore, you know, the game breaks down. So that kind of trains boys to develop some sportsmanship, you know, where you have to be fair enough that everyone can still get along and still come back the next day, and you know, can't just be a total jerk.
Yeah. So, ね、あとやっぱ男女でそれがねじれてる場合もあるから、そのなんだろう、好きな女の子にこう好きだからこそ意地悪するとかスカートめくりするとか、
mm-hmm.
っていうのが浸透し、私がちっちゃい時とかもそうだったけど、そうするとやっぱそれを言っちゃうと女の子はさ、あ、それを我慢しないといけないんだって思うじゃん。私のこと好きでやってるって意味わかんないけど、でも悪意がないんだったらじゃあ我慢しなきゃいけないのかなとか、そう、やめてって言ってもやめてくれないけどしょうがないのかなみたいな。でもそれはしょうがなくないから、どう考えても、
うん、
それをこう下の世代にのために変えていかないといけないよね、やっぱり。だから自分の子供がそういう変なやつにならないようにとか被害者にならないように、どっちのケースも想定していかないといけないなと思ってるけど、そうだから、まあこのバンブルのサイトでその話をしてるっていうのは大事だよなと思った。
They had advice for intercourse also on their website. Like how to have sex during the pandemic. And I, most of it seems sensible. They're saying like quarantine for 2 weeks before you meet up. I don't know how many people would be are actually doing that on these dating apps. You know, I don't know what the compliance level is with all these the COVID recommendations on the, in these dating apps. I suspect it's not very high. But they had this section, and it says here, wash your hands and any sex toys thoroughly before and after sex. You'll also want to wash the bedding and any clothes you were wearing when you're done, and disinfect any surfaces your partner may have touched, especially in shared spaces, because activities like rimming, kissing, or unprotected sex can increase your COVID exposure risk.
Rimming, 最初に言うの。
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. And especially right before kissing. Right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't even sure. I'm like, wait, rimming, isn't that like, and I had to Google it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it is. Like, how is it right before, why is it the first thing? And then why is it right before kissing?
Yeah.
なんか、欧米のその辺のノーマライズのされ方半端ないよね。Yeah, I don't, it's 100% normalized in this paragraph, at least. It's like rimming is like, you start with some rimming and maybe you'll make your way to like kissing.
Kissing.
Like, what is
逆
this?
だろっていう。すごいよね。いつの間にそんなにノーマルなことになったのって思うけど。
It's not. There's no way. It's not that.
It's not.
You think everyone's just rimming all over the place? I don't
all over
it.
The place か知らないけど、
but on the dating apps or people on, is that like what's trending on dating apps? I mean, to list
no
it、
idea.
first、
hmm.
it's aggressive
ね、結構いるんじゃない。私はやったことないからわかんない。
and right before
やったことないしやりたくない。
yeah、It's like they're strongly endorsing rimming.
興味あるって聞かれたことあるけど、そういう時はだいたい自分のに先入れてどうぞっていう。それからね。
yeah.
でもそのなんかメンタルヘルスの項目とかもあるし、最初むしろこうバカにする気持ちで見てたというか、その デイリング101ってこのデーティングサイトに言われたくないかなとか思って見てたんだけど、やっぱそういうメンタルヘルスとかコンセントとか大事なこと言ってるから、言ってるし、あの何ブレガム・ヤング・ユニバーシティのエクスパートが持ってきてちゃんとこう、あの専門家に監修してもらってるから、あの思ったより全然ちゃんとした内容だった。
Yeah, get rimming consent.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Oh my god. Yes, sure. That's so important. 本当に私の友達コンセントなしでやられて本当に危ない。
What happened?
本当に危ない。
Are they okay now?
She had to go to the hospital. No, they were not okay. No,
Wow. They
didn't see each other afterwards.
Wow.
Of course. Of course.
Wow, it's that serious.
Of course, what?
Hospital?
当たり前でしょ。Yeah. 大変だったよ。
Wow.
そう、コンセントなしはダメです、次、デジタルドメイン社が開発中のデジタル人間ダグラスを公開しました。さまざまなタイプの機械学習を駆使し、ダグラスは全自動で人間と会話することができます。話しながら顔や体を動かすなどリアルな人間さを演出しており、既存のチャットボットやアシスタントシステムと合体させて使うことが可能です。公開されたものは同社のシニアディレクターの顔、声、動き方などを使用していますが、30分間の音声または10分間の動画があれば声や顔を他の人に変更することもできます。
Digital Domain has announced their digital human named Douglas. By combining several machine learning techniques, Douglas is able to autonomously hold conversations with people. Douglas moves his face and body as he speaks and can be used with existing chatbot and assistant systems. While Douglas's face and body are generated from scans of the company's senior director's face, voice, and movement patterns, Douglas can be transformed into any person.Given about 30 minutes of their voice audio and 10 minutes of face video.
Yeah, sorry, I just googled rimming. I may have been misunderstanding what it means. I thought it was, I thought it meant anal intercourse, but it's just licking, huh?
Just.
It's still weird that it comes before kissing.
It's just
licking. No one's going to be going to the hospital because of it. So, anyway. anyway. So, このダグラスね、あの、見た動画。
I totally forgot what we just read.
デジタル人間、デジタル人間の話。うん。見た動画。
Yeah, I saw it.
あの、ダグラスが、ズーム会議に参加してるみたいな感じの動画もあるんだけど、あの、なんというか、リアルはリアルなんだけどデジタル味が結構強いよね。だからゲームのキャラっぽい感じ、だから最近のゲームもすごい発達してリアルっぽいけど、やっぱりこうあるよね、このゲームのキャラっぽい感じってあるじゃん、
うん、
ダグラスもちょっとそういう感じがあって、声と動きが絶妙にマッチしてないからあの、yeah. まあ違和感はあるというか、これを人間、本当の人間と思う人は多分いないだろうなっていう感じはあるが、多分その感じは結構すぐ、これ今開発中だし、あの、そう、多分すぐ改善されそう。
It doesn't look as good as the deepfake stuff, the highest level deepfake technologies, right?
そうそう。で、この会社がね、あの、アベンジャーズとかアサシンズクリードとかのビジュアルエフェクトをやってる会社なんだって。
Hmm.
だから、それを考えると、ああ、まあ、この、なんかデジタル味がある感じ、なんとなくわかる気がすると思ったんだけど、あの、カスタマーサービスとかで、hmm. チャットボットを使ってるところは、今はテキストベースだけど、こういうふうに、まあ、自動で、お客さんと実際に音声と動画で会話できるようになるよっていう。
うん。
あ、多分。
Is Douglas like does he learn and have like personality?
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Remember stuff? そう、だから人に出会ったらその人のことをもちろん覚えておけるし。
うん。
そう学習はする。だからカスタマーサービスで考えるとやっぱどういうキャラ、見た目もそうだし声もそうだし話し方もそうだし、どういうキャラなら一番早く怒ってるお客さんをディフレイできるかみたいなのが、今までだとさ、まあなんとなく経験値とかでやってたけど、データでもうすぐ分かるわけじゃん。だから日本だと結構なんだろう、とにかく丁寧に下から謝りまくる、はあ、それは本当に申し訳ありませんでしたみたいな感じで、女性がこう下から下から丁寧に丁寧に何度も何度も謝るみたいなのが結構あると思うんだけど、それをもっともっとリファインして行くとどうなるのか、だから気になる。最終的にその絶対そのオプティマイズされた見た目とか喋り方があるわけじゃん。
Well, right, so it could use the customer data that it, you know, got through Facebook or from wherever, to try and predict what kind of customer support person you would like to have and
そうそう
would serve you best and keep you the most calm, I guess.
そうそう、だから今までだったら多分カスタマーサービスで電話を受けてる女性とか、まあ、男女のスタッフの中で、あ、じゃあ山田さんって人が一番早くクレームを処理できてる、一番怒ってるお客さんをすぐになだめられるってなったとしても、じゃあみんな山田さんの声にしましょうとかさ、みんな山田さんの喋り方見た目にしましょうってできないけど、それができるわけだから、そうすると究極のこう、でもそうすると人間の形じゃない方がいいのかな、ゆるキャラみたいな。
No, it would make you furious. Oh my god, if I had to talk to some ゆるキャラ when I'm having a problem, I think it will be attractive young women generally, because they're the ones that are hired to do cell phone contracting, and cell phone contracts piss everyone off.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you just lose your mind trying to go through, figure out the cell phone contract. At least like 5 years ago.
What if this yuru kara is super competent, though?
What does it look like, though?
わかんない. Sento-kun, みたいな。でも Sento-kun ちょっとイラッとしそうだな。
Is that the...
like, 頭に角生えてる。うん、ちょっと奈良県の人に怒られちゃうかもしれないけど。いや。でもこれこう、なんだろう。簡単な会議なら、だから勝手に出てもらえるみたいな未来になったら、いいなっていうか、その事前の情報が限られている会議、限られているというか、事前の情報の総量が限られているから、その全部そこに全部ダグラスに伝えておけるみたいな場合は、こう自分の分身をズーム会議に出しておいて、自分はもうゲームしてるみたいな。
Well, I think making it lookjust like a person is not that useful, and they would be better off programming the artificial intelligence into one of those like VTuber type animated characters, like an expressive animated character, and people relate to and can very quickly adapt to communicating with like an anime type character, or even empathizing with an anime type character. I think there will be many differentTypes of personalities created in AI. What we're probably going to see, I don't think we'll see this for angry customers, customer service. I think as soon as you get angry, the AI will transfer you to a human being, and humans are the only people that are going to have to deal with angry people. You know?
え、逆じゃない?
No, the angry customer.Is just going to get more angry if you keep them on the phone with an AI, you know? If they know it's an AI, because they're like, you're just giving me the runaround with this robot. And the robot's job is to not give me what I want, right? The robot's job is to not give me a discount, not give me a refund, not do what I want. And it's smart as shit and super stubborn because the freaking robot, you're just going to... You demand a human or...You know, that human's manager, if you're full, I don't like the phrase Karen, actually, but if you're like that kind of customer.
Well,
it's not a phrase, it's a name of real people.
いや本当のケレンかわいそうだよね、
yeah.
ただ、うん、だから多分本当の意味で対処した方がいい怒ってるお客さんとそうじゃない人で振り分けて、ただ怒鳴りたいだけのやべえやつの場合はもうずっと AI が処理すればいいと思うしあ、このお客さん、このお客さん本当はすごいいいお客さんで逃がしたくないんだけど、うちらのせいですごい怒っちゃってる、どうしようっていう場合は、でしかもそれが AI が処理してることによって悪化しそうみたいな場合は人間に切り替えるとかでいいと思うけど、じゃないと怒ってる人全員人間に何転送するってなると、そのカスタマーサービスの人のストレスが減らないどころかむしろ増大するじゃん。
That's what always happens with automation and AI and I mean everything. You know, the simple stuff can be done by a machine. Like in automated factories, like all this stuff can be done by machines, but the part where you have to grab some like wobbly cable and like line it up on, you know, that part just has to be done by a human. And I think, you know, those really difficult customer service situations, if they don't want to lose that customer, they're going to, they're just going to end up using humans for, you know, you'll have to be transferred to a human, you know, from the AI, I think.
だからやっぱそういう Karen タイプというはもうずっと AI で、でその人間出しなさいよって怒ってても、もうそこはスルーしてずっと人工知能に対処させるでいいと思う。
Have you seen the interviews of GPT-3? I saw this one. GPT-3 is the new artificial intelligence linguistic model developed by OpenAI.
Okay.
It's super advanced. It's super, super advanced. And people have interviewed it, like done full, like an hour long interviews. And so GPT-3 is super interesting, super smart, great interview. Like I could listen to that AI talk. Like it's crazy.
Google が前に公開した代わりに予約してくれるやつあったじゃん。
うん、yeah.
あれもすごいこう人間にしか聞こえない感じだったから、あれとダグラスが合体したら、ダグラスちょっとね、なんかやっぱ偽物感がすごいんだね。喋り方もちょっと抑揚があまりないというか、フラットな。
Yeah, it looks like PS3.、うん、It's like PlayStation 3 ぐらい。
そうだね。そうそうそう。
AI。
そうそうそう。だから、まあ、クレームつけようと思ってイライラしてるときにこれが出てきたら余計イライラはしそうだけど。
Yeah.
誰だよお前みたいな。
You should definitely check out the GPT-3 interviews. And the way GPT-3 works is it just tries to predict what the next word is. And so it has perfect grammar. I mean, just about perfect grammar. It's ultra creative. It actually tells jokes. It lies. It's sarcastic. It's poetic. It's really crazy. And because of the way that this Douglas works, you could just put GPT-3 into Douglas. But what's... So some people think that because it's just based on language, it's a language model, that it's very limited, but they found that GPT-3 is able to program very well. I mean, programming essentially is translation. That's all it is. You're just translating. Essentially, you're going from English language to, I mean, ones and zeros, but... So it can program, it understands English. And because it understands English, this is debated, but it might be thinking in some way. We don't really know what thinking means. But when I'm talking, I'm just predicting the next word that I need to say.
Right.
You know, the flow of consciousness. We just have the flow of consciousness. That's what it is. And if this thing can flow the next word and those words form thoughts, you know, it doesn't mean that it's meaningful, but it's doing something that we do. I don't know if it's a, if that's fundamental to what we are or being, you know, conscious, but certainly it's super, super impressive. And where I think this will go, well, it will go every direction, but one of the most interesting things to think about is mass multiplayer online role-playing games. And the reason is that an MMORPG is a virtual reality. There are goals. There's currency. There's a story. And there's point of view. There's perspective. So what you would do is you would create these NPC characters, but they would be, they wouldn't have any knowledge from the other characters. So the AI would pretend like this character in the MMORPG, that's all it knows. Like, it is that character. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It doesn't see anything in the game that character doesn't see. It only takes in, you know, the words that the human players say to it, you know, like we could make it live inside, like World of Warcraft or something, like completely. And you can have a bunch of those characters and they would, over time, naturally, diverge. Weird. They would become like real, they would become beings of some kind. They would have a personal history, like a real personal history. Like, this NPC is going to tell you, actually, I've been on this server for 15 years. I remember my first interaction with a human being. You
that's
know?
Exactly like Westworld, right? Westworld is a physical world, but they have their own history, and they think that they've been living in this world since they've, you know, 物心ついた時, and
but we can do this digitally.
That's weird.
And I think people, that will be the most interesting thing in video games in the near future, is these NPCs that have egos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
そうだね。次。
In Mars-related news, the Curiosity rover, excuse me, has discovered evidence that mega floods occurred in the Gale crater approximately 4 billion years ago. An analysis of deposits found by the rover indicate that the floods were created by a massive asteroid impact, which melted large amounts of ice on the Martian surface. The paper was published in Nature by researchers from Jackson State University, Cornell, University of Hawaii, and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
火星の話題です。ネイチャーに掲載されたジャクソン州立大学、コーネル大学、ハワイ大学、JPL の研究で、火星探査機キュリオシティが火星のゲールクレーターで約40億年前に巨大洪水が発生していた証拠を発見していたことが分かりました。キュリオシティが見つけた堆積物は、火星に大規模な小惑星が衝突し、その結果火星の地表にあった氷が大量に溶けて洪水が引き起こされたことを示唆しています。もう一個あるんだね、そして。
Two more. In other news, researchers at the Florida Institute of Technology planted lettuce in a weed called Arabidopsis thaliana in three Mars soil simulants. While two of the simulants, which were made from dirt from Hawaii and the Mojave Desert, were viable for agriculture, the third simulant, which was more synthetic and made from chemical ingredients found on Mars, was not viable, suggesting that agriculture using the soil on Mars may be much more difficult than as depicted in the film The Martian. The study was published in the journal Icarus.
また、フロリダ工科大学の研究チームが火星の土を再現したものを3種類用意し、レタスと白犬ナズナと呼ばれる雑草を植える実験を行いました。ハワイとモハベ砂漠の土から作られた最初の2種類は農作可能でしたが、火星で見つかった化学成分を使ったより合成的な3つ目の土では植物が育たず、映画オデッセイで描かれているほど 火星の土を使った農業が簡単にはいかないことが分かりました。この研究結果はイカロスに掲載されています。
Lastly, after a month-long experiment led by a Western university called AMADEE18, which simulated the stressful conditions on Mars, participants were asked to rate themselves and their teammates on various personality traits. The most desirable trait was found to be conscientiousness, or an eagerness to do one's duty well, and the least desirable trait was social loafing, a tendency to put in less work and rely on others. Other traits evaluated were honesty, humility, emotionality, extroversion, openness, and agreeableness.
最後に、ウェスタン大学がアマディ18と呼ばれる1ヶ月にわたる実験を行い、ストレス満載の火星での生活をシミュレーションしました。被験者に自分自身とチームメイトの様々な性格特性を評価してもらったところ、最も望ましい特性は真面目さで、自分の義務をきちんとやろうという熱意でした。逆に最も望ましくないのはソーシャルローフィング、社会的手抜きで、自分の分担を減らして他人により多くの仕事をやらせる傾向のことです。他にも正直さ、謙虚さ、情動性、外交性、オープンさ、感じの良さなどが評価の対象となりました。3つのね、全然、まあ全然というか違う火星の話題。
うん、What's your favorite one?
Floods? I don't know. It'll...
Soil? Or...
Mega flood sounds really cool, just to kind of imagine what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is interesting because I've seen the movie. The last one is also interesting because like a social loafing. Yeah, social loafing. そりゃそうだよなっていうか、大学とかの時にグループワークで何かペーパーを書かなきゃいけない時とかに絶対そういう人いるじゃん。
Yeah.
もうとにかく人にやらせて自分はこうやらないぞってなぜか決意してるみたいな人、そういう人がこう火星の小さいコミュニティの中に一人でもいたら、そりゃみんな嫌だよなっていう。
Yeah.
お前何もしてないじゃんみたいな。
I wonder if there was a social loafer in this particular experiment. You know, the presence of a loafer would change how people respond on the survey, right?
でしょ?だからいたんじゃない?
Or maybe they were shocked that there was no social loafer. I don't know.
ああ、そういう人がいたら大変だったろうなみたいなね。
Because if I have I've had group projects where everyone's like genius and productive, it's like, oh my god, we should start a company. Like this never happens, you know? Usually, yeah, there is that person that will never be selected to go to Mars, you know, who's like painting their nails or doing something, messing with something, you know. Group projects in school, I think, they're a good example, but also it can be a bad example. Sometimes the group project, like, is really boring.
Yeah, I've been a social loafer, for sure.
Like, it depends on the context, right? If it's Mars, I'm not loafing at all. Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
But if it's something else, I wouldn't go as far as loafing, but I may feel loafish.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like once a loafer, you'll always be a loafer.
Yeah.
Right? So
loafer to the death.
Yeah, like, 私もなんか
I think there are people like that, though.
I guess, but
I know some perma loafers.
I was a total loafer in the computer class in university. で、なんか自分たちのサイトを作るじゃん。なんかやんなきゃいけなくて、すごいアホらしいっていうか、超めんどくさくて、3人1組みたいな。で、1人、I don't know why, but there was a way older guy. We were like, I was like 20 and he was like 30. And もう彼ができるからやっとくよみたいな感じで。I was like, okay, you know, thanks. And I didn't do, like, literally, I didn't do anything.
I feel like I was that guy in all the computer classes where I was doing it. And
そうだよね。
The loafers would recruit other loafers, you know? They're like, hey, we can loaf. This guy will let us loaf, you know?
Ah, そういうこと。
They pass around your work, you know? And it's like, hey, yeah. that guy doesn't even know that I'm doing it. Like, it's 2-3 levels removed now where, like, you know, the second loafer is getting credit. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. まあだからそれは火星では無理だよね。もう崩壊する。崩壊しちゃうから。
So,
but that's weird. Well, I mean, evolution-wise, it's gonna be very skewed, right? On Mars. So,
yeah.
Because I mean, unless the community gets so big so fast, and we can kind of afford to start sending loafers there.
There's not going to be any loafers.
Yeah, だから、Martian、火星の人類と地球の人類で多分すごい差が出てくるよね。あの、その火星で子供を作るみたいなことになっていった場合に。怠けてる人とかこういうローファー的な人とか、まだせ、すごい嘘つきまくる人とかなんかわかんないけど、この人送ったらやばいなみたいなのを除外していっちゃうと。
What kind of people do you think want to go to Mars the most?
I don't know. でもだからそれ結構危ういよね。なんか何ユージェニックス的な、なんか最その最初はさ必要に迫られて選んでいくわけだけど、
mm-hmm.
だ本当に最初数人送りますとかさ数十人単位の時には何て言うのそういうセレクションが必要かもしれないけど
I think it will be a powerful frontier andgenetic and epigenetic filter. So people that excel in certain things and have a certain mindset will go there, but it's going to be a very stringent self-selecting process. I mean, obviously the very first people are just going to be straight up pros.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're not, you're going to attract...people that will want to be there, you have to go there for at least 2 years. And the people that first go there will probably have to go there for at least 4 years.
Right.
Maybe longer. And so you have to be an explorer. You have to have that curiosity. And you have to,
well, yeah, I mean,
you know, care about...
At the first phase,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how long that first phase is going to last. Maybe decades. I don't know. But afterwards... to avoid Mars turning into Elysium.
What was the...
This is another Matt Damon movie, right?
Wasn't it Matt? It was, Elysium?
Right? Elysium is like they have another planet, but not everyone can go. So basically rich people, you know, like successful people, they are only allowed to go there or something like that. So yeah, if you're loafing, you will never be invited.
I think rich people will be very hesitant to go. You lose all your wealth when you go. You can't use your money there.
Well, during the first phase, yes. But after they built, you know, a bunch of things and they, you know, establish a society.
It's going to be way worse than living on Earth. If you're loaded on Earth, you're way more comfy. Like for the next 300-400 years than living on Mars. You will not feel better. In terms of luxury, living on Mars for, you know, several hundred years. I mean, you can't even go outside without wearing a helmet.
Wearing a mask.
I guess it's totally not that helps. Different. It's not that different than Earth.
でもそう考えるとさ、Matt Damon is in a lot of space movies, huh?
Yeah.
Like, このオデス、てかオデッセイっていうタイトルだったんだっけってさっきググってびっくりしたけど。Martian.
This cataclysm that they the Curiosity rover found evidence of this cataclysm, right?
Mm.
And there was ice all over Mars, and it turned into water vapor, and there was also a lot of CO2 and methane release. So it was actually raining and wet and warm on Mars for quite some time after this meteor impact. And the rain flooded that crater. It was totally flooded.
So what is the definition of a mega flood? Is there a clear definition for this?
I don't know. Really big flood.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but...
like a planet scale. I mean, it's something you see from space. Sort of a Noah's Ark. Can you imagine if we found Noah's Ark on Mars?
That would be trippy, but...
it wouldn't really make any sense.
So, なんか巨大洪水って日本語にしたんだけど、巨大洪水よりもっとすごいのかも。
Well,
マジメガ洪水。
You can imagine if an asteroid hit Earth, which of course remains possible, it would vaporize all the ice, and you'd just have an enormous amount of water, like in the air, and then on the ground, obviously,
right.
And then everything would flood. You know, so those old tales like Noah's Ark, Gilgamesh, the great flood stories, it's possible they're referring to, you know, real events. There were cataclysmic impacts like 12,000 years ago on Earth, and we know the sea level has dramatically changed. Obviously, there were the ice ages and all this crazy stuff too. But so, like, the sea level now is way, way higher, which actually submerged a lot of the old structures that were naturally built along the coastlines for ancient civilizations. This is an ancient alien theory. This is just regular,
right?
Ancient civilization stuff.
でもさ、そういうことが地球でも起きる可能性なんて全然いつでもあるわけじゃん。
We would be completely screwed right now.
なんだろう、誰にも分かんないわけだけど、それを全くこう心配せずにこう不安がらずにみんなが暮らしてるってすごいことだよね。なんだろう、そんな起きるかも分かんないことを心配しないで今を生きなよっていうのをみんなが自然とできてるわけじゃん。なんて言えばいいんだろう。まあそうじゃないとやっていけないからだけど、よく考えるとすごいよね。
There are many warnings from our ancestors about this possibility. I don't know. I think a lot of religions have served to pass on various tales that seem totally fantastical but are actually warnings about things that actually did happen. And Earth could totally just get hit with a giant asteroid. It just shows up behind the sun or whatever. Even if it showed up in plain view, what would we do about it? We don't have any plan.
Like, what's that movie with Kirsten Dunst and of course Alex Skarsgård?
Spider-Man?
No, oh my god.
I don't know.
There's this really great sci-fi movie. Melancholia, その感じだったかな?
Huh.
The premise is that it's 本当に in plain sight. It's coming. You know, it's coming. Every day it's getting closer. And you know that everyone knows that the Earth is doomed. But there's nothing they can do about it. So they're 普通に living. And the main character has depression. Which is not related to this, you know,
it's
galactic
not
event.
What?
No.
His problems are bigger than that.
And it's actually a great movie. I recommend it. It's not new, but 新しくないと思う。思うっていうか全然新しくない。もう何年も前に見たけど。
So it's kind of about the stress of knowing that the Earth is going to be obliterated soon.
そうなんだけど、こうハリウッドのデザスター系映画って感じじゃなくて、もうちょっとアートっぽい、インディーっぽい雰囲気の映画なのね。だからその みんながストレスを感じながらわーキャーみたいな、そういうことでは全然ないの。だからちょっとこう変わってる感じの映画というか。
Did they just go full like YOLO? Or
not really. It's なんか、you should watch it.
I saw an Australian movie about the end of the world that was quite interesting, actually.
Okay.
Their take is, I don't know, also dark, I guess. I mean, I guess it has to be dark. You're talking about the end of the world, but
yeah,
it's interesting. I wanted to mention about the soil. So they found that the synthetic soil had a pH of 9.5, which is too basic for plants to survive in.
Okay.
And they think that the soil on Mars may, I mean, I'm sure someone has confirmed this, but is also basic. In other words, it's not acidic enough. So you can add like sulfuric acid, and they did try that, and the plant lived a little bit longer, but still died.
Oh.
And also the Martian soil is high in calcium perchlorate.
Okay.
Which is so bad for plants.
So it's not as simple as just putting something in it.
You can't
and,
just...
And it works.
You can't just stick a plant into Martian soil or a seed. You have to... There are some plants that will do better than other plants. There's some variety of soybean type thing that actually does okay-ish. But for the most part, it seems as though the main question is, so the soil will need to be processed for us to grow things in it. We will have to change the pH. We will have to have microbes deal with the calcium perchlorate, and there are some microbes that can process calcium perchlorate and return some oxygen, so that would be great. But it looks like they're going to have to take Martian soil and then run it through some process to make it more fertile. So the question is, what do we need to take to Mars to do that? And then what do we need to do? And if there's a way to make the soil, because it's like dead soil. Like Earth soil has microbes and little, what is it? What are those little fibers in the forest? Mycelium. A lot of little organic dead fertilizing stuff in Earth soil that no matter where you go on Earth, it's better than Mars, you know?
Is it possible that なんかその地表じゃないところ深くから取ってきたらまた違うとかってないのかな? Is it all the same?
There's definitely variation in the Martian soil. So some of it's going to be better than other Martian soil. The simulant they used is sort of, it's supposed to be average Mars soil.
Oh, ah,
so
okay.
It's actually, it's basically okay. the orangey red surface stuff. It's not the rich, you know, dark or, you know, some weird briny side of a crater stuff. There are some places on Mars may be a lot more fertile or may need less processing, so that'll become another resource. You know, we'll need to have vehicles going out and collecting dirt that can be used to grow stuff in, or at least more easily used to grow stuff in.
Matt Damon めっちゃいろんなもの育ててたのにね。
That movie was cheating, apparently. It's not that.
そっか。
And they try to make it as hard as possible, you know? Like, they try to make it super hard because that's where the drama comes from.
Yeah.
But when his little garden gets messed up or whatever, that, you know, that could be, like, a way bigger deal.
Yeah. Yeah. そうだね。 いや、あれ見たとき自分も ボタニストになろうかなって思ったもんね。もうこの知識さえあればどこでも暮らせるじゃんみたいな。
How many people are working on this, you think? Like growing stuff on Mars? To me it's like super interesting because it's just gardening, right?
Yeah.
But it's like gardening on Mars, so
ね、楽しそう。大変なんだろうけど。
It's so similar to gardening, but to me it's like one trillion times cooler.
Yeah. ね。
I was thinking, have I mentioned this? I have, you know, they're sending that helicopter to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? The helicopter.
Was there a name?
Was it just Mars Helicopter? I thought it had a name.
そうだっけ？名前あったっけ？
I don't know.
え、その何？ Perseverance みたいな、そういう名前ってこと？
Maybe it's just Mars Helicopter?
Oh, Ingenuity.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't really match the device. The name. I mean, I guess it is ingenious. Ingenuous. But I was thinking, why don't they send a plane or a glider? The air is like super, super thin, but there are gliders on Earth that have flown extremely high where the atmospheric density is similar to Mars. And Mars has thermals, right? That has these like spots that are hotter than the surrounding area and the air is rising. And
yeah. Didn't you bring it up during Tokubetsen?
Did I?
I thought you mentioned something.
Maybe.
Like that.
But yeah. I'm still thinking about it, apparently. Oh, there's a documentary on Apple TV called Fireball that is actually about cataclysmic impacts.
Okay.
And it's actually really interesting. They follow this weird guy who, like, he travels to the largest rooftops in the world, and he looks for a little fleck, this little speck meteorite. And he says that there are these little specks of meteorite that are raining down all over the world. And that in each square meter, there's like one speck every 5 years per square meter or something. I don't know, something crazy small. But it could just get blown away, right? Mm-hmm. So this guy goes to these rooftops and tries to find that little fleck.
Wait, what are these rooftops?
Just like any large rooftop. Okay. Big warehouses and stuff. He just goes to like various buildings that have really big rooftops.
And he's on the floor just looking for this?
And what he does is he looks for a low spot on the roof where particles have built up for years. And then he uses a magnet and removes like the metallic dust from the little pool on the rooftop. And then he picks out all the little magnetic pieces and he looks at each one through his microscope. And usually it's just a little piece of metal, little debris, junk. But every once in a while he finds an absolutely like staggeringly beautiful meteorite. A meteorite that's like, it's way smaller than like 1 millimeter. It's like, I don't even know what you call it. You need a microscope to look at it. But when he looks at it, he can see that it like went through the atmosphere and it has all these crazy patterns and it's like translucent and there's like this metal piece that moved to the front because of its inertia when it hit the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It like kind of pulls itself out. It's like, it's super ridiculous that this guy I mean, it's just crazy. This guy's going around collecting little specks of dust.
And so then, what is he specialized in? What is this field?
I don't know. He said he was sitting like on his patio having lunch, and this little speck showed up on the table. This little black dot was on the table, and he was like, that wasn't there before. And then when he looked at it, it was like this meteorite.
Okay.
And that's how he started. And he's been doing it for like years and years since then.
Wow.
And so apparently there are these ultra, ultra tiny, ultra beautiful meteorites that are just so small you can barely see it. And they all just get brushed off,
Yeah, like to me, right?
Yeah, because it's so rare that you just would never look at it, right?
Yeah.
But apparently that's happening. I forget what it was exactly, but it's like every square meter, some number of years, you'll get like one of those on average. And that's why he goes to the rooftops. Wildlife officials have discovered a roughly 4 meter tall metallic monolith in the middle of the desert in southern Utah while out in a helicopter counting bighorn sheep. The monolith is located in a rocky cove, and its exact location has not been disclosed due to safety concerns. Helicopter pilot Brett Hutchings, speaking to KSL TV, stated the following: "One of the biologists is the one who spotted it, and we just happened to fly over the top of it. He was like, whoa, 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 turn around, turn around. And I was like, what? And he's like, there's this thing back there. We've got to go look at it. We were kind of joking around that if one of us suddenly disappears, then the rest of us make a run for it. As the land is public, the object's placement is illegal. Furthermore, it seems the rock beneath has been cut in order to place the monolith. The object appeared sometime in 2015 based on satellite images. In a video posted online documenting the discovery, one of the wildlife officials can be heard saying, the intrepid explorers go down to investigate the alien life form as they descend into the rocky cove.
アメリカの野生生物当局がユタ州南部の砂漠の頭上をヘリコプターで飛行しながら大津の羊の数を確認していたところ、偶然高さ4メートルの金属モノリス、金属の柱のようなものを発見しました。モノリスは岩のくぼみの中にあり、保安上の懸念から正確な所在地は明らかにされていません。KSLTV の取材に対し、ヘリコプターのパイロットのブレッド・ハッチングス氏は以下のように述べました。それを見つけたのは生物学者の一人で、たまたま真上を飛んでいるところでした。彼がちょっと戻って戻ってと言ったんで、私は何って感じでした。彼はあっちに何かあった、戻って見に行かなきゃと言いました。もし私たちのうち誰かが急にいなくなったら、みんなで逃げようとふざけていました。この土地は国の所有地であるため、何かを設置するのは違法ですが、モノリスを設置するために地面の岩が切断されているとみられ、衛星画像によると2015年の間に現れたようです。発見時の様子を記録していた動画はネットに投稿されており、野生生物当局の一人が、勇敢な探検家が地球外生命体を調査するために降りていきますと言いながら岩場のくぼみに降りていくのが確認できます。これはもう2001年宇宙の旅だよね。
うん。
私たちも猿のようにこう、キャキャキャって集まらないといけない。
Well, those guys touched it, so their brains should start evolving pretty soon.
Oh, wow. Good for them, I guess.
Yeah, and I saw some people saying that this could lead to, you know, some sort of grand finale of 2020, where it's actually an alien object.
すごい、あの写真見たけど、めちゃくちゃ異質だよね。この自然の中にいきなりこの超でかい金属の柱、mm-hmm. しかも断面がツルツルの明らかな人工物というか、mm-hmm. 何これ。
I don't know. I like it. I want one.
You want one?
I want one.
It's so big, you know.
Yeah, it'll I'd love to have it as like so cool. Put stuff in there.
What?
No?
No. What? なんか面白いよね。なんなんだろうねこれ。
So there are some differences between this and the 2001 A Space Odyssey、okay. monolith.、They're around the same height.、but the Space Odyssey one is black, not silver.
そうだね。うん。
And also
and
this...
It was more flat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's... This one is actually a triangular prism.
Oh, wait, it is?
Mm-hmm. So it's not rectangular, it's triangular.
Ah, so なんだ。
Yeah, whereas the Space Odyssey one is clearly rectangular.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not... it's not a... You know, the sides are not equal width on the 2001 A Space Odyssey one looks like an iPhone. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that long in the...
Well, it looks like、back. Your iPhone.
Yeah. With no lens sticking out.
Well, and この角がさ、カクカクしてる時の時代の iPhone ね。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. あ、じゃあ別にこれはそういう2001年宇宙の旅オマージュみたいなことでもないのか。形が違うんだもんね。
I don't know.
じゃあむしろ何なのって感じなんだけど。
But it's the...There's nothing it's more similar to than 2001 A Space Odyssey, right?
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, why is it shaped like a Toblerone instead of the 2001 Space Odyssey one, you know?
Yeah.
And why is it silver and not black? And also, you can see screws or rivets or something, you know, on the surface.
なんだ?
Yeah, so there's like... you can see there's like...Rivets or screws. I mean, maybe aliens use screws. But I don't know. The aliens that I want to meet, they don't use screws.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
they don't use screws.
めっちゃわかる。
So when I saw the screws, I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. These aliens are using screws? That's so disappointing.
でも謎だよね。どっちにしろ人間普通に誰かが置いた可能性の方が高いと思うけど、だとしても何のために誰がなぜみたいな。
Yeah, in わざわざ such a well hidden space too, right? No one found it for 5 years.
本当だよね。
But it was on Google Maps that whole time.
今さら見つかって置いた人の方がびっくりしてるかもしれないよね。
It's crazy that they cut the rock.下の No?
Yeah, right? So, だから結構なエフェクトが必要じゃん。これをまず運搬しなきゃいけないし、その設置するために岩を切るとかさ、すごいめんどくさいから、何のためにやったのかすごい気になる。
What if they find out that it goes like 5 kilometers deep?
It's like... Oh, that it's actually really long?
yeah.It seems unlikely.
そっか、it's just, is it, 何、刺さってる? In the rock?
We think so, but it's possible it's sticking out.
And there's like a huge installation underground.
Yeah. Maybe it's an elevator. Maybe you can like open the door and get in, and it just sends you to like this crazy elf laboratory in the center of the earth.
何らかのエクスプラネーションが分かってほしいよね。このまま終わり、なんか何も分かりませんでしたで終わっちゃうとめっちゃ気になる。
Do you think they're gonna take it apart or are they just gonna leave it? Or what do you think they're gonna do?
I don't know. でもこのみんなの反応が面白くない?このパイロットの人とか、この乗ってた人とか、みんながこう、その瞬間にみんな2001年宇宙の旅を思い出すわけじゃん。だからこう、みんなさ、宇宙人の話とかしてるわけで。
I think they were scared. You don't know, right? You don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I think I'd be a little scared.
That like, could be the real... You could hear it in their voices a little bit, in the real footage, that they're nervous. They're nervous about this thing. Because it's freaky. And
Yeah, what if you touch it and something happens and you'll become the Do you remember the Johnny Depp movie? I'm thinking of all kinds of movies today somehow, but
oh my God.
Johnny Depp
no titles, though.
Johnny Depp to Charlize Theron の映画あったじゃん。They're married and Johnny Depp が宇宙飛行士で宇宙行って There's this like 何空白の何分間みたいな。 And then he comes back and he's acting like a slightly different person. Like it's a little off. でみんなは気づいてないんだけど奥さんだけはあれなんか旦那がちょっと変わっちゃってるなんか違くなってるみたいな。でその宇宙であったその空白の何分間 NASA と交信が途絶えてた何分間に何があったのかみたいなそういう映画あったじゃん知らない？
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't know if I've seen that. Is it a good movie?
I don't really remember. I don't think it got great reviews or anything.
But... Wait, so what happened to Depp's character? Like, is he him? Or is he someone else? Or is he an alien now? Or a lizard person? Or...
忘れちゃった、完全に。何だったのか忘れちゃった。もう一回見ないとね。
There's no オチ。
いや、その大事なところを忘れてしまう。すごい昔だもん。全然最近の映画ではない。
How do you think you'd react if you spotted this?Would you just be like, oh, some goofball? Or, like, if you see it from a helicopter, it kind of makes it more dramatic, too, I feel like. You have a lot of time to think about it before you go check it out, like, with the whole team and what you're going to do. Is it safe? You know, should we call the FBI or the CIA or the NSA or somebody?
Yeah. I don't know.
It could have been a real alien object, and we could have had these wildlife guys trying to, you know. Maybe they are...Maybe they were all replaced. Maybe they're aliens now. You know, they all touched it. Maybe we should actually make
sure. So you think that these guys should be abducted by FBI or CIA or whatever, and they'll be tortured and they'll be monitored.
No, like, I'm afraid that the real guys got abducted.
They will put some chips. Oh, okay.
And these guys are some alien frauds that have shapeshifted.To take their form and try to convince us that the monolith isn't real or whatever. When it is.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I mean, I don't actually know.
Yeah, no one knows.
Apparently, there's a history of people building art installations in the desert in Utah. So it's not
super weird. まあ、ありそうだよね。
You know, so it is the sort of place that an alien would want to hide their monolith. And so if it is discovered, humans will just be like, oh, nanda, it's just another art installation.
But if you were an alien coming here and trying to manipulate people, right?
Mm-hmm.
By using some kind of an object,
mm-hmm.
monolith is not a good idea, right? Because it's kind of obvious now.Thanks to the movie. Wouldn't you want to use some less suspicious looking thing?
So you're saying because of the movie, it's not a good idea anymore? Like specifically because the movie existed?
Yeah.
I mean, those guys still touched it, right?
So. Yeah, that's true. I guess it doesn't matter.
It didn't make a difference.
So long, man.
But I think it's... I think that concept is not that far-fetched. I mean, it is far-fetched, but, you know, the idea that something happened to monkeys, like externally, outside the natural sort of earth evolution.
Yeah.
It seems, I mean, we're really, really weird, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Seems possible.
What was I watching? I was watching something.
Oh, you don't know the title?
I don't know. Well, so Disney Plus のなんか動物のドキュメンタリーみたいので You know this guy Bear Grylls? He's this like survival thing.
Yeah.
He does crazy things. So he goes to this huge mountain, 超 wilderness みたいな、
mm-hmm.
And he was walking around and それを見てるときに急にこう他の動物から見て人間ってマジでキモいよなって思ったのね。なんかみんな四つ足じゃん。キツネとか
Yeah.
まあ、その地域、彼がどこの国に行ったのか忘れちゃったんだけど、まあ、狼とか鹿とか、まあ、いろんな生き物がいて、みんな四つ足で歩いてんのにさ、なんかまっすぐ背骨伸ばして、なんかスタスタスタスタ歩いてるってさ、パッと見すごい気持ち悪いだろうなと思って、よくうちの猫とかうちらに優しくしてくれてるなって思うぐらい、なんかその人がね、こう広大な土地をそのベアグリルズがスタスタ歩いてるところを引きで撮った映像があったのね。なんかそれを見た時に、人間を見たことない動物がこうやってパッて見た時、なんて言えばいいんだろう、このパスチャーっていうかさ、
なんかベアグリルズかわいそう
なんか手と足がまっすぐ降りてて下に、でスタスタスタスタなんかまっすぐ歩いてるってすごいキモいなって思って、あのベアグリルズがキモいじゃなくてねあの人間全体が
including Bear Grylls, right?
そう、だから人間を初めて見た動物からしたらさ、
I mean, we've talked about how weird this is that we spend most of our time when we're traveling on one leg. We don't even keep like we're falling from one leg to the other leg.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're constantly like off balance because we're like falling forward.
Yeah,
and we're catching ourselves just in time.
Yeah, and we know that we're related to monkeys, but then if you don't know this, you don't have this knowledge at all, then, you know, we don't really look like any other animals out there in the wild. So, and we don't have hair, you know, we're wearing something. すごい変な存在だよね。
We're way weirder than that because we also have clothes, and then we like get into a weird metal container that has round things on it, and it rolls like unbelievably fast, like way too fast. You know, just there are these humans in boxes like flying down the road at like 120 kilometers an hour. What does an animal even think about that alien? I mean, what an alien. Like, we're so friggin' alien, it's absurd. Like, we have no idea how friggin' weird we are.
Yeah.
Like, brushing your teeth. Like, all the stuff we do. It's just so friggin' strange.
ね。だから人間の枠の中だけで考えると、there is, you know, beauty in humans. And yes, there are, you know, such thing as beautiful people and stuff. But then, その枠を超えて考えると、we're so ugly.I mean, we have long fingers. That's already kind of creepy and...
Long fingers?
We have, like, hair on only around eyebrows and... I don't know. And our nose is kind of also sticking out and...
We look so different.
In a weird way. And
we look way too different. Humans look so different from each other. But we have animals are like, you know, this species...looks like this.
Yeah.
You know, mostly. Right? Except for dogs. Dogs are crazy looking. But it's like us and dogs are kind of crazy looking.
I guess. Anyway.
Did you hear that the Arecibo radio telescope is being decommissioned?
No. Where is it?
In...is it Argentina, Chile? I don't know. It's in South America.
Okay.
Or possibly in Central America somewhere. Is it Panama?
Okay.
I can't remember. It's somewhere around there. But it's like, that's where GoldenEye had its final scene, or maybe it's not the final scene, but final scene for 006.
Okay.
It's been in a bunch of movies. It's the most powerful radio telescope.
006?
Yeah. They were like fighting each other, like 007 and...
Oh.
I think it was 006.
Okay.
Sean Bean. He dies in that movie just like every other movie he's in.
Yeah, Sean Bean.
It's one of the movies he actually dies in the center of the Arecibo radio telescope.
Okay.
Because they're on the receivers, that middle, I don't even know what it's called, sensor. yeah. on the center that's suspended yeah. by cables above the center of the Arecibo telescope. And James Bond and Sean Bean, I don't know his character's name, are fighting up there. And I wish I could remember the last thing he said. But there is some dramatic, cool scene. And then Sean Bean gets his fingers stomped on or something and he falls to his okay. death.
That
and he dies
mean.
In the center of the Arecibo radio telescope. Hmm. But it was damaged by some hurricanes and stuff. They were trying to repair it, but apparently it not worth fixing or I have no idea, but they're planning to tear it to pieces and just recycle the scrap metal, which is just unbelievable. But hopefully they can save it somehow. A lot of people like that. I think it was in Contact. It was in a bunch of movies. And it's like the world's favorite telescope as far as I mean, aside from Hubble. So.
That's strange, no?
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't seen a real movie in forever.
You haven't seen Tenet?
No. I haven't seen a grown-up movie in forever. Recently, I saw Winnie the Pooh, the original one, and I was kind of shocked that he had a gun.
What? He had a gun?
Yeah.
The bear did?
Maybe it's a toy gun because it had this, like, red... ふたっていうか, lid that you put into the... この, 入り口?
Isn't it a cartoon though?
Yeah.
This is, okay.
Yeah, but there's a scene where Pooh gets paranoid about someone stealing his honey or whatever. I wasn't really paying attention, but he gets
he grabs
scared
his gun.
in his house and he tries to protect his home holding this rifle. And I was like, oh man. I mean,
Winnie,
it's an old
the
movie,
Second Amendment
so.
Pooh.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about
Based
this.
Poo.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
自分が子供の時も見たのかもしれないけど記憶になかったからびっくりした.
Do you think that's antiquated? It's like, or how do you, I mean, there are a lot of guns and stuff in Bugs Bunny and I don't know.
Yeah, and it's not like Pooh actually shoots people or anything.
Yeah.
それでもやっぱ子供用のコンテンツ私まあ日本に住んでるから銃はねもう当然身近じゃないからびっくりしたけど
I can't really imagine. Yeah. I it seems like a useful GIF or something. GIF?
Yeah, GIF.
GIF?
Yeah.
You know, Winnie the Pooh reaching for his gun.
Yeah. yeah. そうね.
Do you think you're going to watch Tenet? Is there anything you're excited for that's coming out?
I
want to
watch Tenet. Well, right now, Mandalorian's ongoing.
Is that
the Baby
Yoda?
Really like it. Yeah, I really like it, and I would recommend it to anyone because... Star Wars の私が好きなところって、変な生き物がいっぱい出てくるところなのね。なんか謎の巨大生物とかさ、
like the bar scene. And,
yeah, or yeah, these, it's like strange diversity, right? Like a lot of aliens and they live together and it's like 当たり前みたいな。なんかまあその、まあいろんなエイリアンが出てくるとか、その謎の巨大生物に食べられそうになるとか、その変な生き物が出てくるのが好きだから、それをまさにこうドラマの中でやってくれてるのね。あとはツイッターで書いたけど、マジで水戸黄門なの、マンダロリアンって。子連れ狼って言ってくれた人もいて、本当に多分そうなんだけど、毎回完結し、まあ、一応大きい話のラインはあるんだけど、基本的には彼とベイビーヨーダがいろんなところに行って、その土地その土地の問題を解決してあげるっていう。水戸黄門スタイルなの。
Is Lord of the Rings or something is kind of like that? Or what's... What's another good example?
やっぱ水戸黄門あのだからこう何も考えないで見れるし、まあ、あとベイビーヨーダが信じられないぐらいやっぱ可愛いんだよね。なんか自分の子供に見えるっていうか、おー可愛いみたいな。
Did you see、野口翔一 took Baby Yoda to the space station?
Oh yeah 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 yeah, why not, right? Because it's so cute.
Yeah, so that's up there.
あとちょっとオーザーク見終わってないから。
What was that?
Ozark is on Netflix. It's kind of like Breaking Bad. But the main character is laundering money for the cartel. He lives in the States, but he's helping Mexican drug cartel lords and it's actually pretty empowering for women, because I think historically these shows are all about men, right? Like Breaking Bad was all about men too, and women are kind of on the side being annoying or being ignorant. Like the wife, right? She was just annoying the whole time.
I thought she was a reasonable wife, like sort of how a reasonable wife might react if their husband started dealing.
I guess, but you're totally rooting for what's his name?
Heisenberg. No, wait.
Yeah.
But so, you shouldn't be, right? That's sort of the movie.
You shouldn't really be, but...
You should be feeling sorry for his wife, who's like,
but she was not making it easy. Like, she was just annoying. But Ozark is a... I mean, there are a lot of really strong, scary women or smart and competent, capable women. And it's actually refreshing to me.
Hmm.
It's really cool.
I'm interested in some... actually, I think The Expanse should be coming out with another season.
Oh. I actually finished watching... We talked about this with our guest, which is the episode is coming out soon. But Himitsu no Mori っていう韓国のドラマ. There are two seasons, and it's seriously the best, the most complicated show ever. It's about corruption and how people, like prosecutors and cops and politicians.
We talk about it on the guest episode. Right.
Yeah, how they start being corrupted, and they're not necessarily bad people, but you know, なんか忖度しちゃう、なんだ、どういうふうに彼らが忖度して、どういうふうに不正に手を染めるのか、そのプロセスの書き方がめっちゃリアル。だからただ悪い人っていうんじゃなくて、こうみんな別にそんなに悪いことしてるっていう意識なく不正に手を染めてるとか、まあ、加担しちゃってるみたいな、書き方がすごいリアルでめっちゃ良かった。
Is it realistic, you think?
To some extent, yes. Yeah, from what I know. Yeah. So, もじおこしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリ、Mac、iPhone、iPad、Android でゲットできるので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題プラン、あと月額360円で各エピソードごとの宿題が出題されるプランがありますので、ぜひお試しください。あとバイリンガルニュース .jp で公式ストアもやっています。いろんなグッズ売っているので、そちらもチェックしてみてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。